It's funny how, as you get older, you have to learn things that should have been obvious to you when you were young. One of them is very profound, very, very profound. And that is the concept of ego death, of non-duality. I talk about it a lot on this podcast. It's something I've just been obsessed with lately as I get older. But I'm going to talk about something else. I'm going to talk about this fucking that's driving in front of me. She doesn't know how to use her fucking FSD. Okay, let me tell you. Tesla FSD is awesome. Bruh, it's awesome. I love it. It's great. Works really good. But it doesn't know how to fucking traverse a stop sign. It makes a full stop, man. It makes a full stop at the stop sign. You're not supposed to make a full stop at the stop sign. You're supposed to just kind of, sort of, like, almost stop and then go. That's, in reality, that's how people drive. But the FSD, it wants to be all by the book. It wants to be by the book, by the driver's manual. So it makes a full stop. That's not how you drive, though. It's not how you drive in California, anyway. I don't get out much. I'm in my hometown pretty much always. So I don't know how people drive in other states. I have no fucking clue. But here in California, we do not make full stops at stop signs. And Tesla FSD should have a setting or something, like a California stop setting. You know, it's called a California stop, right? You've heard of it. I'm sure you have. Anyway, I'm stuck behind this woman. I think she has her FSD set to chill or something. There's a chill setting. There's also a sloth setting in the FSD. I think she has her FSD set to chill. And she's not even, like, intervening at all. And it's super, super slow. There's a few tells. You can tell when somebody has FSD turned on. There's a few things you can that give it away. First, making full stops at stop signs, obviously, that's one. And another one is the way it changes lanes. Like, say you're turning right on a street and you immediately have to, wait, let me back up. Say you're turning right on, like, a 3-lane street. And you immediately have to turn left after that. So you have to go across 3 lanes, right? Well, an FSD, it will actually signal and go 1 lane at a time across those 3 lanes rather than just cutting across the 3 lanes. And nobody drives like that. So that's another tell. Those two tells give it away. I'm sure there's others. What are some other ones? I can't think of any other ones. Those are the two major ones that are, like, dead giveaways that somebody's using FSD. Anyway, I started this podcast wanting to talk about non-dualism again and ego death, because it's just something. I'm a late bloomer. I love to talk about myself. And here we go. I'm a late bloomer. It took me a while to figure some stuff out. It took me a while. And one of those things that took me a while to figure out was that you should stop identifying with your thoughts Like, for example, the canonical example is that of depression. You shouldn't identify with your depressive thoughts. And that's non-dualism right there. And also, you should stop fucking obsessing over yourself. Like, nobody... Like... Who cares what people think? Like, overall. Like, stop giving yourself so much credit. Nobody's thinking about you. Stop being self-conscious. Nobody's thinking about you. Nobody cares. That's another thing. It's related. It's a related topic. And that's related to ego death, I would say. Because the ego is an obsession with self. It's all about identifying with self. The ego. The ego wants to be somebody. It wants to be something in this world. It wants recognition. It wants worldly recognition. Worldly. Status, money, fame, all those things, which are ultimately meaningless at the end of the day. So, as you get older, you obsess less over these things. And I'm just trying to get to a point where I'm just happy in existence, just happy to be aware in this world, in this life. Just to revel in the miracle that is awareness, consciousness. And the Eastern philosophy is non-dualism. The non-dualist understanding that they teach you, or they encourage you to arrive at the realization that happiness is always just right under the surface. It's always there. To be aware, to be conscious, is in and of itself beautiful and happy.